San Diego County considering retiring policy against illegal drug activity in taxpayer-funded housing. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voted November 15 to continue discussions about eliminating its zero-tolerance policy against those engaging in illegal drug activity in taxpayer-funded housing. According to the county, such a change would support its vision of a just, sustainable, and resilient future for the health and safety of underserved communities by accepting applicants for housing, despite possible drug involvement. But at least one supervisor, Jim Desmond, opposed the proposal, which he said would have negative impacts on the community. "This would be detrimental to the safety of our neighborhoods," Desmond told the Epoch Times. "I believe we need to help people get into treatment, not allow them to use more drugs. California has a homeless crisis, and the majority of the people on the street are using drugs and need a program to help. Allowing them to use drugs just continues the problem." The county's argument to remove the policy suggests doing so will create more equitable housing opportunities for vulnerable residents in San Diego County. According to staff recommendations, the county's current policy is out of compliance with state regulations, which say it is unlawful for a housing authority to discriminate against a possible tenant based on criminal history information, including drug offenses. But according to the county, its policy is meant to prevent those currently engaging in illegal drug use from interfering with other residents' health, safety, and peaceful enjoyment of their housing. Removing the policy will not change the prohibition of drug use, prevent applicants from being screened, or limit actions against a tenant who has violated their lease or program requirements, according to the county. The change was suggested after the 2022 annual review of board policies in relation to the current board's equity values. The county said the possible action is anticipated to positively impact equity-seeking groups that experience societal barriers, including those that are Black, Indigenous, people of color, women, people with disabilities, immigrants, youth, and the LGBTQ+ community. The 5-member board will again discuss the issue December 13.